Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks again for joining us on WJMM 99.1 FM, Central Kentucky Christian Radio, for the broadcast. Now, over the past couple of days, we started our One Another series, and we've explored a few of the One Anothers that point us to what it means to truly love others. And in so doing, fulfilling the greatest commands of loving God, then ourselves, and then all others. Yesterday, we explored what it meant when Jesus said to stay salty, that was the day before. You'll find that on the day before with others. And at the same time, do everything with peace. Yesterday, we talked about washing each other's feet and loving one another specifically. What God, Jesus called us to do, to love as he has loved us. So what did he do? He washed the disciples' feet. It's in the same chapter as we know it in John 13 in the scripture. Go back and check these out or share them with others. And here's some ways you can do that. Go to WJMM.com, click on the podcast tab, and then the Love and Lordship links, and you'll find today and the previous 2 days. That'll get you back to Monday of this week. Or you can go to loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com. That's our ministry website. And you find not only where you can watch, read, and listen to videos, podcasts, and articles, but you can click on the icon there in the middle of the homepage, and that is our book, if you'd like to get that, The Authority of Love, Second Edition. Love to hear from you on any of these or anything you read or hear and questions. I get some really good ones from all over the world. We're getting them, so I thank you for that. You can do that at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship@gmail.com. If you saw the room brighten up, it did because I just turned my light on. I forgot to turn that on. So if you're watching on the video. So today's one another's will hopefully not give us any spiritual indigestion or the struggle that salty peace did or washing feet, but they do not diminish God's love for us and what he's called us to do. Today, we're going to find a couple of one another's commands, which, if we're honest, are a little easier to digest, and how we are to love and honor one another, which we talked about yesterday. So we kind of led into this, and we're going to continue with that. Remember, 11 of the 59 specifically say to love one another. That leaves 48 of them to tell us how to one another without actually using the word love. But it certainly is what we are doing. We're going to build on this just as Christ and the Apostle John did in his gospel. This is the third in our series, and it's entitled Loving and Honoring One Another. John said in chapter 15, verse 12, where he wrote what Jesus said, "This is my commandment." We're going to read it again, "that you love one another just as I have loved you." So he's telling us again, incredibly important. He told us twice in the same verse in chapter 13, verse 34. He reiterated it in verse 35. And here we are just a little bit later on the night he was betrayed in chapter 15, as we know it, of John, verse 12. I'm going to tell you again, my commandment is love one another as I have loved you. Remember, I just washed your feet. Okay. Jesus' command for us to love others as he loved us does not negate, again, the two greatest commands. It reinforces them. Why? Because we can't follow through in this command if we don't follow through with the first. If we don't recognize God's love for us is where it begins, and then we grow and learn what it means to love him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Cannot be done without first obeying those. So we're going to continue with another one another. And surprise, surprise, it's just as promised last week, it is another love one another. We find it as Jesus continues with his teaching, encouraging and challenging his disciples there in the upper room. This is all happening, don't miss this, on the night he is betrayed by Judas, denied by Peter, and abandoned by all 12 of his disciples. His teaching that followed his example, even knowing that they would walk away during his greatest hardship, is found there in John 15, 12 through 17, where he reiterates two more times this new command to love one another as I have loved you. You think it might be pretty important to Jesus and therefore to us for him to continue to drive home the point that they were and we are to love each other the way that he loved us and them? We're supposed to do the same thing. knowing what he was facing. That's an incredible love. Remember, we got to also know that his first love, according to his own words and his actions, were not for us. It was not for us. I know we seldom hear messages about this in our me-first culture, even in many of our churches. But his first love was for his Father, and he wanted and wants us to love the way that he did and does. The only way we can do this is to first love our Heavenly Father and Christ by the Holy Spirit in us, and then let that love overflow in and through us in our love for others. So I got to ask this question. What is your source of love for others? Is it rooted in your feelings, attraction, hormones, experiences, etc.? Those are all part of it, but that's the superficial, fleshly part of love that it only gets corrupted and is not real love. However, I ask this, is your love rooted in the unfailing, self-giving, sacrificial love of God and from God that ultimately prefers him above all else? Remember yesterday I said this, if you missed it, that is agape love. That's what it looks like, and it literally means that when I love others, I do so without ever compromising my love for him. He has to be first. That's agape. That's why we lose our saltiness, because we get more caught up in our feelings or the experiences or other people's responses or pleasing them, rather than first and foremost going, Lord, how do I honor your truth and love you above everything else? And let that flow through to others. That won't always be easy, but it will always be right and good. I mentioned yesterday a couple of times, 11 of the 59 one another's in Scripture are specifically this, love one another. We shared 5 of those yesterday, and now today we're moving into that. It must be pretty important if the Holy Spirit repeated it so often. And we know that it is, because it is how the world sees the love of God, by how we love him and others in his kind of love, not our redefining or working it to fit what we want. Now, with all that in mind, we've kind of 5 love one another's after a couple of kind of difficult ones or not so easy ones, I should say. Our next one another is a more specific way that we are to love one another. Remember, this one doesn't use the word love, as so many don't, but by far the most used one is love one another. Here we're going to find out how to love one another using different words. Romans 12:10. As a matter of fact, the entire chapter is great for practical living and loving in Christ. Here, Paul goes a little deeper and tells us to be devoted to one another in brotherly love. This is both a personal and a collective command, as the Greek words here for love is philostorgos, okay, or brotherly emotional love. That's part of it, remember, which means tender affection toward others, and Philadelphia. Does that sound familiar? Which literally means brotherly love and affection. Paul tells us in this verse that the way we do this is to honor one another above self. We can only do this in humility. Remember, we talked about that yesterday, what Jesus did when he took off the robe and put on the towel. He knew who he was, and he's telling us, know who you are in me, so you can choose to lift others above yourself. This is being devoted to one another in caring and affectionate and honorable love. This is how we are to love others. Be devoted to caring for them with affection individually whenever needed. And remember that we can't do this without knowing God's love, loving him first and then loving who we are. What did Jesus do? The greatest thing he did to show us love, died to himself and died for us. That's how we affectionately love and care for others. I pray that you know this kind of love, both in how to love God and others, and in receiving this kind of love from others, in your marriage, your family, your church family, friends, all others. Now think about this. How awesome is it that God has given us very plainly in his word how we are to love him, self, and then be able to die to self, just as Christ did, in our love for others. The one another that we have today is a continuation here in Romans 12:10, telling us to honor one another above ourselves. If I don't know who I am in Christ, confident and content, humility, growing in who He has recreated me to be in Him, then I will struggle to lift and place and honor others above myself. Oh, I might do it if I think I'm going to get something out of it, but that's not love. That's self. We have to understand that as long as we are in the flesh, we will not be able to truly accomplish any of these one another's, even though we can be very active in making it look like we are. This is the posture in many of our churches today who are active in serving in the flesh with very little time in God's Word, personally, specifically, prayer and listening to Him in order to know His love, know how to love Him, love who we are, and then love who He is revealing to us that we are in Christ. Then we can love others. We need to ask the Lord to help us to honor and esteem others above ourselves in every relationship and opportunity as He prunes, purges, prepares, and cleanses us of self so that it is Christ coming through us for others to see and know. Let us love in truth, not hypocritically, as we make it an overflow of His love in and through us to others. That's Romans 12:9. We do that by lifting up and honoring others above ourselves. Food for thought, closing out today's message. Very simply put, loving, honoring, or esteeming someone above yourself is saying or doing something with or for them that encourages or lifts them up, even and especially at a cost to your own ego and success. You can make this look good in the flesh for only a little while, but only as we learn to walk in Christ and in His Spirit can we love as He loves us. Let's allow Him to have His way, and therefore we can love and honor others above ourselves to show them the love of Jesus. Now, you know the first two action items. I do them every day because they're so important. Spend time with Him in His Word and prayer daily. Read and study the Scriptures in this message as a way to start. Number two, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. And then we get a little bit more specific, right? Number three, find someone close to you each day this week and do something to honor them above yourself. That may not be easy, but that's what Jesus taught us and modeled for us to do. And then number four, find someone that you struggle to get along with and do something practical to show them honor and love. Man, you can't do that on your own. You have to have Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit in you. You see? Now, generally speaking, wasn't that a little more tolerable than being salty and peaceful at the same time or in washing feet? I hope it was, but I hope you'll also learn that you can in Christ practice all of these. So join us again tomorrow as we continue to build on this foundational concept in the One Another series, which is loving each other. And I'll give you a hint. We will start with a command that has a musical ring to it. So give that some thought, and hopefully you will join us again and invite family, friends, and loved ones to do the same. Thanks for joining us. Thanks always for your prayers and always to the Lord. Make it a great day and God bless in Christ. Stay tuned for Bill Reeser Encounter coming right up, followed at 12:45 today with Greg Horn and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams and you're listening to The Authority of Love.